But turn with us, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And we'll try to preach what the word of what the Lord's give us. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And we'll try to read a few verses of Scripture and preach what the Lord's placed on our heart. If you would, stand with us if you'd like to honor the reading of God's Word. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, and we'll begin reading there in verse number 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You can be seated tonight. Let us pray together. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the precious word of God. Lord, we thank you, God, for your sweet spirit, Lord, that's here with us tonight, the sweet Holy Ghost. And Lord, we can't do anything without you. Lord, you bring it to my remembrance, the time whenever we just started preaching, not been preaching probably a couple months, and I just bowed down at the altar and said, Lord, I cannot preach. And Lord, it's just as plain as day as if you said to us, I know you can't. And Lord, we know that if there's any preaching done here tonight, it'll be through and by you. And Lord, we pray, God, for the Christian tonight, Lord, that may be needing some help, some encouragement. And Lord, that you can do that. Most of all, if they've been in your presence tonight, God, that's lost, God, would you speak to them and show them their need of the Lord Jesus Christ before it's everlasting too late is our prayer. We ask and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Our thought is going to primarily come from verse number 18 tonight. It says, while we look not at the things which are seen. I'd like to preach a little thought tonight entitled, Do not look at what you can see. Do not look at what you can see. You say, well, that sounds a little contradictory. Well, I hope by the end of the message tonight you'll understand that, and I have a feeling you already do. Amen. It says here, while we look not to things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You see, the two different things we'll talk about here tonight is you have the temporal and you have the eternal. Two totally different things. Amen. If you ain't careful, you have them all mixed up. And the Bible teaches us the just shall live by faith and not by sight. We can't go off of our natural sight. And I'm just not talking about these eyes, but I'm talking about our feelings and our emotions. Those things will lead us, amen, to places that will get us in trouble. But, amen, if we follow the Lord and follow His guidance. So firstly tonight, don't look at your afflictions. There in verse number 17, the Bible says, for our light affliction. Amen, I tried to look up a definition of the word affliction. And we found that it means a pressure or anguish or persecution or tribulation or some kind of trouble. Does anybody here tonight know anything about an affliction? Amen. The Bible even says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Ain't you glad that, amen, yeah, we're promised to have afflictions and multiple afflictions, as the Bible says, but we're also promised a deliverance, amen, from those afflictions. Ain't you glad of that tonight? I'm glad that what God promises that we'll have to go through, amen, He's honest with us. Amen. God don't leave us out to dry and say, well, good luck. Amen. Hope you make it. Amen. But God has supplied us with what we need tonight to go through those afflictions. But for the message tonight, amen, don't look at what you can see. What I'm saying is don't look at your afflictions in a way that's going to hinder you. Amen. You can get too focused on your problems, amen, and oversee the solution. Amen. The nature of our afflictions here, as it says, for our light affliction. Amen. That almost in itself, amen, sounds just like when the Bible talks about His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Amen. That almost sounds like a contradiction. Amen. But when you're not looking, amen, at the things which you can see, when you're looking on the eternal, amen, it makes sense. Yes, we got afflictions to go through. We've got troubles that we face. Amen. But I'm glad that, amen, we can say tonight that when you consider the eternal sense, when you consider the big picture, amen, there's nothing to it because, amen, it will be just a little while and it'll be gone. And it's light. He says, but they're for the moment. The nature of these afflictions that we've got to go through, they're not only light, but they're momentary. Even the Bible says life is but a vapor. It appeared for a while and then it's gone. Amen. Look back the last, maybe even just the past 5 years of your life. How many things have come and gone? How many things has the Lord delivered you through? Amen. So if He's done that, why can't He deliver the next one that's to come? Amen. Amen. It seems like the more that you focus on those afflictions, the more that you look on those things that you can see, amen, through the natural man and through the temporal things, the more that you focus on them, amen, the heavier they get. Amen. The Bible says that they're light afflictions, but the more you focus on them, amen, the heavier and the heavier, amen, they get. Those things that are supposed to be momentary, amen, the more you focus on them, amen, the more drug out and longer it gets. Don't look at the things that you can see. Amen. The nature of our afflictions. Amen. They're supposed to be light and momentary. Amen. This goes right along with the song that was sung here tonight about Elisha. Amen. And the double portion. You remember when old Elisha there, they was after him. And they was down there at Dothan. And friend, the chariots was surrounding them. Amen. And the servant got up in the morning. He said, "Alas, Master, how shall we do?" Amen. He said, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Amen. All he could focus on was the things that was against them. Amen. If you look by the natural eye tonight, you look at the news, amen. And if that's the only source that you have tonight, amen, you'll say, "Boy, we're in bad shape. What are we going to do?" You'll be sitting around wringing your hands, wondering what's going to happen next. But friend, if you just look beyond all that, amen, and pray, praise God, you can see that our deliverance is nigh. And they that be with us are more than they that be with them. The Bible says, "Greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world." Do you realize how powerful that is? Do you realize the power that we have through Him that lives within? Amen. Do you realize that God has equipped us? Amen. I don't know what you're going through here tonight, but I have a feeling, amen, every one of us here tonight's got some kind of affliction. Amen. Amen. Some kind of burden, some kind of pressure or anguish, amen, or persecution or tribulation or trouble. Amen. I know that we all go through those things. But friend, don't look on the things that you can see. Look on the eternal. Amen. You can, through the Word of God, you can look beyond all those things. One of the key things here in this text in 2 Kings, he says here, In 2 Kings chapter number 6, he said, and he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And listen to this. And Elisha prayed. Amen. Prayer go a long ways in seeing the things that God wants you to see. Amen. If all you do is lay around and watch Fox News, amen, you'll be in bad shape. Amen. Amen. All you'll see is those chariots around you, amen, and all the negativity, amen, and all the things that's going down and how things is going bad, amen, and how that, amen, everybody's fighting everybody, amen. But friend, if you'd realize that they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Amen. If they surrounded us tonight, tanks and bombs and airplanes, amen, and all the guns in the world, we still got more with us than they got with them, amen. We still got more in Christ Jesus, amen, than this old world will ever have. The nature of our afflictions tonight, amen, they're light, they're momentary, it's just for the moment. Amen, but if we look on the things which we see, that seems to drag out and it worsens. And we thought about old Moses there, when he stood before the Red Sea. And friend, the long before God had used him to bring out the children of Israel, amen, out of Egypt's bondage, and they stood there before the Red Sea. Long before that, God spoke to him through the burning bush. He said, "I am, has sent me unto thee." Amen. That was the Lord. By the way, the Lord just is. Amen. He said, in the beginning, God. Amen. I'm glad that God exists this morning. I'm glad that, friend, I didn't have to sit around wondering if God's real or not tonight. Amen. But there, as he spoke to him through the burning bush, one of the things that he told him, he said, you shall serve God on this mountain. And friend, I'm convinced tonight that he had remembrance of that, and he was walking by faith, not by sight. He wasn't looking on the things in which he could see. But friend, as he stood before the Red Sea, had the Red Sea in front of him, it was impassable without any help or any means of getting across it, and behind him was Pharaoh's army. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? What you can see, what you can witness with the natural man. Amen. Those things that are, amen, that are temporal. But I believe if you look beyond all that, remember that God had told him, you shall serve God on this mountain. I believe that he believed in what God had promised him. And I'll just tell you tonight, if you want to, amen, have assurance tonight, if you want to know that those afflictions, if you want to shorten those afflictions, if you want them to be lighter, if you want them to be momentary, amen, the answer is in God's Word. Amen, the answer is in what God has given us to go through those things. And amen, Moses saw by the eye of faith. As a matter of fact, in Hebrews, and when it talks about when he forsook Egypt, it says, as seeing him who is invisible. Amen. He saw the invisible God through the eye of faith. The one that could deliver him. The one that had already delivered them. Amen. By the blood. He was going to then deliver him by power and part the Red Sea and bring him right through there. Amen. Amen. So not only the nature of affliction, but also we forget the purpose of our afflictions. In our text here in 2 Corinthians, amen, he talks about our light afflictions, which are but for the moment, listen to this, worketh for us. Amen, do you understand that God's just not being mean to us? Do you understand that God is just not bearing down on us just to, amen, do you have children? I've never had children, but friend, if you have children, you don't be mean to them, amen, just to be mean to them, but the things in which you correct them in, it's for their own good. It's for them. Amen. And people go around, they'll mope and complain and say, well, the old devil's been on me all week. I've been going through this and going through that. Amen. What if God is, amen, sending you through some of these things? Amen. What if God is trying to strengthen you? And you're going to give the devil credit for, amen, bringing you through something that's going to make you stronger and closer to God? Amen. I'm convinced tonight, amen, that all these things work together for us, amen. He said, these light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us. Hey, listen here, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, friend, it's beyond our comprehend. It's beyond anything that we can understand. The Bible says over here in 1 Peter chapter number 1, in verse 7, the Bible says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen. Amen. We've not seen him with these eyes. We've not beheld him, amen, but one day we will, amen. And it says here, amen, that you see him not yet believing. Amen. It's what we have tonight ain't based upon some experience we had. I know that salvation is a wonderful experience, but friend, it's not based upon experience or emotion or feeling. Those things are wonderful, but friend, it's based upon what we believed in. We believed in the only and the true and the living God. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He says, sir, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied that the grace should come unto you. These scriptures blow my mind to think about those prophets of old and how that they sought the Lord and they were seeking His Word and the things which are just, they're open to us today through His Word. They sought after those things, that grace which should come unto us. Listen here, it says, searching what? Or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. I mean, they could see those sufferings of Christ. They could see the glory that was to follow. Amen. But that valley there in between, the grace of God. Friend, they didn't fully see that. I'm glad tonight that we can experience the grace of God. Amen. We can experience, amen, being saved by grace through faith. Amen. Not of ourselves, but is the gift of God. Amen. I'm glad, friend, it's not just the Jew, but friend, it's the Jew and the Gentile in one body, and that is the church. Ain't you glad of that tonight? It says even the angels desire to look into those things. But friend, through the Word of God, God's opened it up in His Word. We have it all right here. But the problem is, amen, if you're soaking in that Fox News all day long, amen, how are you going to see the things that are not seen? How are you going to see the things that are eternal? Amen, it's time that we stop looking at the things we can see. Amen, look in His Word. His Word, amen. His Word. So not only that, secondly tonight, first of all, we don't look at the afflictions, but secondly, we don't look at the outward man. In our text, the Bible says there in verse 16, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perisheth, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Some of you that's getting older, you understand what it means for the outward man to perish. Amen. Yesterday, me and my cousin, we went up, cleaned off the cemetery, the old family cemetery up on the mountain there. Amen. And I know I'm not too old as some, but amen, you do start to thinking different, amen. As you get older, you start to think about those things a little bit different. I thought, you know what? We never know when we reach that age to where we got more years, amen, behind us than we do in front of us. And as I cleaned off that cemetery there, I thought, well, one of these days, amen, if time lasts, amen, we'll be laying right here, amen, somewhere up here. Amen. And I got to thinking about how that this body is decaying. And I thought about in this flesh how we have so much contention between the spiritual man and the natural man. And friend, if you you act like you don't have that contention, don't have that problem, amen, you're a liar tonight, amen. I'm convinced as long as we're living, as long as we're on this earth, we're always going to have that problem. Even Paul talked about there in Romans chapter number 7, amen. He said, "Who shall deliver me from this body of death?" He said, "I thank God, amen, through Jesus Christ." I'm glad, friend, that one of these days we'll lay aside this old body, amen, that's at strife with the inner man, this old body that's decaying, this old body, amen, one of these days going to die out, amen. But I'm glad here it says, "For which cause we faint not, but through the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." You know, people spend thousands and thousands of dollars trying to live forever. Amen. I know it's good to go to the doctor and everything, nobody wants to suffer, and nobody wants to leave out here any sooner than what they have to. But friend, you know, it seems that people, they think that they're going to live forever. Amen, friend. I'm not going to live forever down here. My life is not here. My life is with Him. Amen. And so, you know, it seems that people they're looking to it in that way. They're looking at the things that they can see. Amen. And Paul talked about it there, that strife that's in the flesh. Amen. But if you look there in chapter number 5 of our text, it says, "For we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Ain't you glad of that? Amen. We have a building of God, amen, eternal in the heavens. If you're caught up looking on the things of this world, you'll fail to see that. You'll fail to grab hold of that. Amen. You'll be focused on the things of this world. And he says in verse 2, "For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If it so, that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that which we could be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up in life." Amen. I'm glad there in verse 7 says, "Walk by faith and not by sight." You say, well, how can, as we are humans and we can see the digression and the depravity of man, how can we be renewed day by day? How can we have something in us, amen, that that is not going in the same manner that our body is downhill. We got something within us, amen, that doesn't faint. We got something within us, amen, that's renewed day by day. If you look there in chapter number 4 and in verse number 7, the Bible says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." I'm glad that what we possess tonight in this old vessel, amen, this old chunk of clay tonight, amen, amen, it's far beyond, amen, anything of this world. Amen, but that treasure we possess tonight is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad that He lives and abides within. Amen. I believe that most of y'all here tonight, I believe that you, amen, you like me, and I feel that you love me. Amen. But friend, follow me around long enough, you'll find out my faults and my failures and my shortcomings. But praise God, if you could just peel back what's on the outside, amen, and see what's on the inside, amen, you'll see Jesus Christ. Amen. And friend, it's my job tonight to try to let Him shine forth so that this lost and dying world can see, amen, that there's one that lives and abides within. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't choose a big old polished up and shiny vessel that was spotless and faultless. But friend, He chose to use old sinful man. I'm glad, friend, that He can use men. I'm glad that He can use you tonight. Amen. He can use you and work through you. He understands that we're just flesh. He understands that we've got our faults and our failures, but He wants to work through us. He wants to work in us. So don't look on the outward man. And thirdly tonight, don't look to the world. That's the worst thing you could do. As already mentioned, that if you listen to the news all the time, I don't see how you wouldn't go crazy. I've been guilty of it. Amen. I've tried to keep up with things, and all it does is depress me. All it does is drag me down. Amen. All it does is bring depression. But friend, let me tell you something tonight. Don't look at what you can see. Amen. Look to the Lord. Amen. Look unto His Word. Look unto His direction. Amen. Because the problem is, if we look to this world, as much as we may believe in something, as much as we may think it's right, amen, friend, realize tonight that it's easy to be deceived. You think about Eve, that was the first tool or tactic or trick the devil used, was deception and lying, amen, to deceive and to draw away from God's Word. So, well, it's not so bad. Amen. Didn't the Lord really say? He didn't say that. See, that's how the world's going to work, and you don't even realize it. They're going to draw you away from God's Word. By the way, over there in chapter number 4 of our text, He says, "If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world," that's the devil, "the little g god of this world, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them." You wonder, why do people live the way they live? Why do they live a godless life? Amen. And they seem miserable, and they seem, it's an awful way to live. They're deceived. Amen. They've been blinded. Amen. It's a powerful thing. Amen. When you're deceived. But friend, if you look at the things that you can see, you'll be deceived. Amen. Don't look to this world. Don't look to Hollywood to figure out how you need to act. Amen. Look to the Word of God. Amen. Don't look to the television to figure out, amen, how you need to live and so forth. But amen, look to God's Word. Don't look at the things in which you can see. Amen. But I want to close with this tonight. Remember over there in the Old Testament, whenever the children of Israel had sinned against God, and you remember whenever they had spoke against God and spoken against Moses, that's a dangerous thing, ain't it? That's dangerous. You speak against God. Amen. We know that they even, it wasn't long after God had delivered them, they was already making a calf and worshiping it. But there was, God sent serpents. Amen. As they was bit with those fiery serpents, it was certain death, and many of them died. But Moses was the interceder. He prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord told him to make a fiery serpent. Amen. The brazen serpent, put it on a pole, And the thing was, if you looked to that pole, you would live. I mean, if you looked to it, you would live. And those that beheld the serpent of brass, they lived. You know what? Jesus Christ, He was made sin for us. Who knew no sin, we might be found the righteousness of God in Him. Amen. The one that we need to be looking to tonight is not anything of this world, but it's Christ. Amen. That beholding, it wasn't just a glance. Amen. Just haphazardly coming by, but you beheld it. You understood it. Amen. You found that that's your only hope was in Him. May I say tonight in closing, our only hope's in the Lord. Amen. America's in bad shape. A lot of the church realm is in bad shape. We're getting away from God, getting away from God's Word. But don't look to things you can see. Look to things that you can't see that are eternal. Amen. Let us pray tonight. God, we thank You, Lord, for Your precious Word. Thank You, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to stand here tonight. And Lord, we're so thankful for this wonderful church. It's been so good to us. And Lord, we look forward to times where we can work together in order to serve You, striving together, as the Bible says. And Lord, we just thank You, God, for the opportunity to stand tonight. Thank You for all You do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.